Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yomori, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Chagiga daf Chaf, Be'ez Hashem, I hope today, to finish the second parak of Chagiga and to begin, Be'ez Hashem, the third and final parak in Chagiga, the final parak in Seder Moed. Hoping that Tuesday night, I'm hoping we'll have some grand to see him on Seder Moed. Again, Bali Ayin Hara, B'Shah Tova Maslacha, so my daughter-in-law in Eretz Yisrael is expecting, it was already overdue, so that might throw a shtickle monkey wrench if it's a boy, depending on the day, so whatever, we'll see. But Bez Hashem, we'll stay tuned. So there's always a monkey wrench into the seeing plans. Anyway, we're up to the words Amar of Murray, two lines from the bottom on your Testament base. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove from our Mishnah a halacha about chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. What are chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh? They had a minhag in the times. It wasn't observed by everybody. It was observed only by a select few. The minhag was that if there were some people who, for various reasons, they even with their chulin, they observed a level of tumah v'tara as if it was kachim. Because let's say they were used to eating kachim, so they wanted to keep a certain level of tahara around the house. So that's called chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. So they used to keep it. Good morning, David Yoshua and Chanachanach, and Jeremy and Reb Mordechai and Reuven and Yishai Yitzchak and Avi Dr. Joe Mordechai Tzvi Harav Eliezer Dov Gershon Eitan Svika and Shlomo David. So Amar of Mari. Oh, Yitzchak Yosef. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see you. You are hiding behind Dr. Joe. Oh, sorry about that. At least I got your name, Yitzchak Yosef. Okay. Yitzchak Yosef, sorry, I didn't see you. Amar of Murray. Shema mino chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kikodesh damo. We can prove from our Mishnah that someone who observes his chulin on the level of kodesh has the status of kodesh. That's such stuff that's been watched of a level of chulin, even though it's not kodesh, but it's nasa otaras kodesh, that the bailim were careful in watching that to a level of kodesh, ke kodesh dama. So it has a status of kodesh. This is where mamai. Where do you see that in our Mishnah? Very simple. Midulo katani bahu maila. Because when the Mishnah was listing, if I watch something for X, it's good for X, but not for Y. If I watch something for Y, it's good for Y, not for Z. Remember what the Mishnah said? If I watch it for Chulin, it's not good for Meiser. If I watch it for Meiser, it's not good for Truma. If I watch it for Truma, it's not good for Kodesh. If I watch it for Kodesh, it's not good for Chatos, Mechatos, Paraduma water. It never included in there a separate category for Chulin, Shenasu, Altaras, HaKodesh. From the fact that it didn't include as a separate category, Midlag Tanibu Maila. So the Gemara assumes, well, that means it must have the same status of Kodesh. Says the Gemara, well, that's not a good raya. Maybe it's one of the other levels. Says the Gemara, no. The Dilmai, lo katani mumaila. No. Maybe, really, the halach is like chulin. Or the halach is like chumas. We're going to see there's two other opinions that say that. Says the Gemara, no. Dilmai, lo katani mumaila. Di damu lu chuma. Hatani chuma. Vi damu lu chulin, hatani lu chulin. This side, because there's the braisa. Chulin shenas or taras hakodesh, harein kechulin. One opinion holds they have a status of chulin, meaning what? They only got up to a sheni, but a sheni doesn't make a shlishi, right? We learned by chulin, a sheni doesn't make a shlishi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer harein kechuma. That no, they have the status of chuma, so they will make a shlishi, but chuma does not make a revi. But not that it has status of kodesh, that it even makes a revi. No. So, gentlemen, so far we've seen three opinions of the Gemara. Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. If you watched your chulin and to the level, the same level that you would watch kodesh, so three shitas. Does it become like chulin? Does it become like chuma? Or does it become like kodesh? Three shitas. Says the Gemara. Ella, okay. So I'll prove it to you from somewhere else. I can't prove it from the resha of the Mishnah. Ella mi seifa. Let's prove it from the seifa of the Mishnah. What did it say in the Sefer of our Mishnah? Yosi ben Yoezer haya chasid shebe kahuna. Laisa mitpachto medris la kodesh. He was a Kohen, and he used to eat shum all the time. So everything in his house, he used to watch to make sure it would not get to any kind of a level of tumah, of truma. He watched even his chulin to a level of truma. And therefore, however, his reg, what's his mitpachas, what his shmatas, what?
Cloth,
yeah. His reg had a status of truma, but it was tameh as far as kachim is concerned, because he only watched it to the level of truma. Yerchin ben Gudgida hayoch l'ataras hakodesh kol yamav. He used to eat ataras hakodesh. Vayisim mitpachto medros lechatos. His reg caused tuma only for a chatos level. But what do you see as far as the kodesh level? It was good. So you see, chulin shenar ataras hakodesh has a status of kodesh. Vayisim mitpachto medros lechatos. Lechatos in lekodesh lo. It would cause tuma only for the highest level of chatos, but it would not cause tuma for kodesh. So you see from here, b'feru shiraya, chulin shenasu altaras hakodesh has a status of kodesh and not of chulin and not of truma.
Is there enough kamina other than where it passes on truma?
We're going to learn at the end of today's daf 11 nafkaminas. Oh my gosh! I'm saying I was with you. I thought there's only one nafkamina. There's 11. We're going to learn that today, the very last line of today's daf. 11 nafkaminas between truma and kodesh. Wow. Okay, let's see. L'kodesh light, says Gemara, Alma kasavar. Oh, so you're right. The Gemara says you're right. That's a raya. Alma kasavar, it's clear that the Tan of our Mishnah holds that chulin shenasu altaras kodesh kikodesh damo. And our Mishnah was the source of Rav Murray's halacha. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is now going to explain the laws of Hesach Hadas. There are other chumras that they made by Shmira from Tumah, and one of those laws is Hesach Hadas. The Gemara is going to discuss various applications of Hesach Hadas. What's Hesach Hadas? Hesach Hadas is, let's say you stopped watching it for a few seconds for some reason or other. You took your mind off of it. So taking your mind off of it under certain circumstances means that we have to be choshish for Tumah if you took your mind off of it. So let's see, what are the various ways that Hesach Hadas come into play? Hang on one second, let me see if I can get my notes out here. Okay, good. Hesach Hadas. So, what are the cases of Hesach Hadas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonis and Ben Elazar, Nafla ma'afarto heimenu. Again, they used to walk around with, like, I don't know, either they would wear them, handkerchiefs or various cloths. So the guy's wearing his cloth, handkerchief, whatever it is, and it fell to the ground. Amar lechaveru. Now, he told his friend, even if his friend is a chaver, who is believed about the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, so says the Rambam in this case, if his friend was an Am Haaretz and he told him his Am Haaretz to pick it up, then forget about it. I mean, the Am Haaretz himself is not believed to be Tahar, that he watches himself. So then there would be even no question. Obviously, this thing would be Tameh. If he told his friend who was an Am Haaretz to go pick it up, because Maga Am Haaretz is Mitameh. But here we're talking about a chaver. So you're not worried about the fact that the chaver touched the item. Nafla mafarta himenu, amar lechaveiro, tenali. Here, my yarmulke blew off. Can you go pick up my yarmulke and give it back to me? Unisanalo tameya. The halacha is, it has a status of tumah, even if his friend was tar. Why? Because says like this. The Rishonim explain this case as follows. Rashi explains that since the guy told him to pick it up without asking him if he's Taho or not, and the Bailam were Masiach Daito from the Shmira, as we're going to learn in a few lines in the Gemara, that any time my garment is in your hands, I am Masiach Daito from it, because I'm no longer responsible for it. I'm not Shomer, I'm always Mesiach Das from something that's in the hands of somebody else. And therefore, Chazak Einad the Mishama Mashi B'yad Chaver, I was going to see in a second. And therefore, it's a Hesach Das from the Shmira, And therefore, we have to assume that it's tameh.
What level of tumah are we talking about?
Whichever level is above that which you had been watching it for. It's considered to be tameh from whichever level that's above it. It's a chumrah that the rabbis made that a hesach hadas is posel. So let's say you had been watching it for truma, so now it becomes, well, no, I guess if you'd been watching it for truma, so anyway it's posel for kodesh, right?
Right.
So maybe it means from that level itself that you had been watching it for. Maybe that's what it means. Right. The Gemara is going to explain this. Is this only by truma and chulin shenasu ataras truma, or even chulin shenasu bataras chulin? That's going to be a discussion. It's a very good question. It's a very good question, Yitzchak Yosef. Very good question. I'm not totally sure. Let's see if it becomes clear as we learn it. Let's see. So that's one chumrah, that if there's a hesach hadas, you told somebody else to pick it up as a hesach hadas, it's no longer tahar. I'm Rabbi Yonas ben Amram. Nischalfu lo kelim shel Shabbos bekelim shel Chol, even a bigger chiddush. Ulavashan, you thought you were putting on your Shabbos suit, and you ended up putting on your weekday suit. So you were watching ulavashan, and you wore them nitmu'u. They're considered to be tummy. The Gemara at this point thinks that the reason is that when you watch something for tumah, you need to know what it is that you're watching. And if you think you're watching your Shabbos suit and you're really watching your weekday suit, that's a problem in the Shmir. It's like a Hesach Hadas. Wow. So says Rashi. And Lechora, if this is true, at least the way we're learning the Gemara now, the Gemara is going to change this in a few lines, but the way we're learning now, even if it was the reverse, you thought you were putting on your weekday suit and you end up putting on your Shabbos suit, the same thing would apply. At the end of the day, you don't know what it is you're watching. When you don't know what it is you're watching, thus is a hesach hadas. Says the Gemara, Malazar Reb Tzadok, Maise b'shtei nashim chaveiros. A story happened with two women who were religious women. Yeah, it doesn't mean chaveiros, they were friends. It means they had a status of a chaver, meaning someone who is believed to be makbid on Tumah V'Tara, even for chulin. A chaver, someone's makban on Tumah V'Tara, even for chulin. They're called prushim in the Mishnah. Stam Am Ha'aretz is not nizhar by Tumah V'Tara unless he accepts himself to be like a chaver. And every Talmud Chacham is Becheskas Chaver. A Talmud Chacham is Becheskas Chaver. So two religious women, Shenischalfu lahen, Kleyen, Bebeis HaMerchatz, they accidentally exchanged garments in the bathhouse. Uba Meisel of the Rabbi Kiva v'Timon. Rabbi Kiva said he paskin that they're tame because the hesach hadas. And the Gemara thinks the reason is now because you need to know what it is that you're watching. You think you're watching your clothing and you're watching your friend's clothing. Now the Gemara asks against this, and this is going to be the whole rest of the Amud. The Gemara asks against this. Maskif la Rav Oshaya on both assumptions. Elameata, you think you have to know what you're watching in order for it to be considered to be a watching. Hoishit yado, lasal, litol pas chitin, va also biyado pas orin. Hachinami didn't miss. If I stick my hand into the bread basket, I think I'm pulling out the whole wheat bread, and I end up pulling out the white bread. So you're going to tell me the same thing, that until I pulled it out of the thing, it now has a status of tumah? Hachinami didn't miss. That's crazy. Because if that's true, nothing in the house is ever going to be tar. You don't always know exactly what it is you're pulling out. That's ridiculous, the Gemara says. Doesn't make sense. V'chitem hachanami. Maybe you'll tell me that this is taka true. That's really the halacha like that. No. V'hatanya, we learned in the Braisa, not that way. Hamishamer es achoves becheskas shel yayin. V'nimtzeis shel shemen. Tahara militare. You see, if you're watching a barrel carefully, assuming it's wine, and it ends up being oil. So it is tahar. We don't assume it has a cheskas tumah. So you see that even if you observe it thinking it's X and it ends up being Y, the Brisa says it is a good shmira. So it's in direct contradiction against what we said before. Now, you have to just half cup with the progression here. Gemara says, Ula tameich, wait, but according to your reason that you asked me from the Brisa, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of the same Brisa. Vasura milechel. Whoa. You're telling me it's tahor milatame, this barrel of wine that you thought, the barrel of oil that you thought was wine. So we said it's tahor, but you're not allowed to eat it. Wait a minute. Why are you not allowed to eat it? If you're telling me it's tahor, why not allowed to eat it? Must be that this brisa is all messed up. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar Rabbi Yirmi, the brisa is not messed up. Be'oimer shemartiha midavar hamitama velo midavar haposla. It's talking about a case where the guy says, I watched this barrel only that it shouldn't become tame to a level that it could be mitame something else, but I did not watch it that maybe I watched it to make sure that it wouldn't become tame to the level of something that it could become tame, that it could be mitame something else, but I did not watch it that it itself wouldn't achieve a level of tame. A lower level of tame, that I didn't watch it. That in itself should become tame. So that's why in the Sefer we say you can't eat it because you didn't watch it that it itself shouldn't become tame. Okay, so now the Brisa makes sense. But now we're back to our original Kasha because it says in the Brisa that insofar as you watched it, that it shouldn't become tame, that it can't be mitame something else. So the shmira on the oil worked, even though you thought it was wine. So what's going on now? So we're back to our kasha, but before we deal with the kasha, the Gemara goes off on a side point. But we're going to come back to the kasha again. The kasha on the floor is shmira for X when it was really Y work or not? We have a contradiction. But before we get to that. Before we get to that, we just set a side point that I could watch something for part of it and not watch it for something else. That I could be mishamarit that it shouldn't become tame, that it could be mitame something else, but I didn't watch it and that works. But even though I can't eat it because I didn't watch it for it itself becoming tame. Says the Gemara, is that really, does such a shmir really work? Umi ikka nitirusa lapalga? Is it possible to watch something halfway? To only watch it for X and not for Y? Says the Gemara, in, yes. You can have something where you're watching it halfway. Vehatanya, and I'll prove to you, right? Vehatanya, 99 out of 100 times means akasha, but 1 out of 100 times it means it's a proof. This is the 1 out of 100. Vehatanya, and I'll prove to you, it's not akasha, I'll prove to you you could watch something halfway. Hoshin yado basal. Let's say I stick my hand into a basket filled with figs. Vashalok seifo. And the basket's on my shoulder, so I can't exactly see. Vahamagrefa besochasa. And there is a tool. Right, it's like a shovel. A type of shovel made out of metal that you use to sweep out the ashes from the oven. And they would use it to separate figs from each other. So you had this magrefa, this tool, inside the sal. V'haya b'libo ala sal. You thought in your heart that you were making sure that the basket shouldn't become tame. V'lo haya b'libo ala magrefa. But you were not thinking about watching this tool, the shovel. Right, so the Achronim point out that the words sticking your hand into the sal are not relevant. The point is, the fact that you stuck your hand into the sal is totally not relevant to the story over here. The only thing relevant is that you had a basket on your shoulders, a basket filled with figs, and your intention was, you didn't know that the tool was in there. So your intention was to watch the sal, the basket, from Tumah, but not the magrefa. Hasal Torah magrefa Tumea. So the basket that you had in mind to watch, that's tar, but the tool is Tumea. Now, says the Gemara, Hasal Tahar, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. Titameh Magrefa Lasal. So if the tool is Tameh, why doesn't the tool convey Tumah to the basket? Says the Gemara, no. Ain Kli Mitameh Kli. What do you mean? Unless the Kli is an Ava Tumah, but a Kli that's a Rishon does not convey Tumah to a Kli that's a Sheni, right? A Kli only conveys Tumah to a Sheni that is a food, but not a kli. Says Gemar, Vilatame Masha Basal. Okay, so why doesn't the basket then convey Tumah? No. Why doesn't the tool, which is Tame, convey Tumah to the figs? Says Gemar, Ravina, Beomer Shemartiv Midavar Shemitamo Velo Midavar Aposlo. No, the same story as before. I watched the shovel from Tumah of that which I watched it to make sure it wouldn't get Tumah, that it won't convey the Tumah further, but I did not watch the Magrefa of it itself becoming Tumah. So that's why it doesn't convey Tumah to the figs, because I watched the Magrefa to make sure it wouldn't become Tumah for the type of Tumah that it could go convey Tumah further. But I did not watch it that it itself should not become Tameh.
So what does pasul mean in this sense?
Yeah. Pasul means that it itself becomes Tameh, but it doesn't convey Tumah. Pasul means it itself becomes Tameh, but it doesn't convey Tumah to the fruit. Mitameh would mean it becomes Tameh in a way that it would even be Mitameh the fruit. What's an example of this? What's an example of something that how is it possible that this shovel should become tummy with a tumah that it doesn't convey tumah further? The answer is, right, if it's a rishon or a sheni, so it doesn't become it's not makabel tumah at all. If it's an av, so it could become a rishon and it could convey tumah, says the Gemara. We're talking about mash, says the rishonim here. And we're talking about mashkin, which are a rishon l'tumah, which would make a kli into a sheni. That the chachamim were gozer on mashkin of zava nazava. Right, we learned the whole story in Pesachim. We learned about whether mashkin conveyed tumah or not. It's given Mati bad memories of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Do mashkin convey tumah or not? So that would be an example. We're talking about mashkin, which are a rishon l'tumah. They make a kli into a sheni. The chachamim were gozer on mashkin that they convey tumah to kelim. So that's how you could have a situation of the kli could become tumah, but it can't convey tumah. There's a special halacha that mashkin convey tumah to a kli. Okay, says the Gemara. So here you see that this shovel would only become tummy, but it wouldn't convey tumah to the sal. But anyway, you see from this brisa that you can watch stuff part way. I can watch it that it didn't get tummy, that it would convey tumah, but it did get tummy, but I didn't watch it that it itself got tumah. Okay, so fine, we proved that such a thing is shayach. But now mikomokom kasha. We're back to our original kasha about, right? If you watch for X but not for Y, is that a good shmirah or is that a hesachadas? Now before the Gemara gives mikomakom kasha. Now before we answer this kasha, we have another kasha on everything. Va'od Moshe Rabbi Baravua, and Rabbi Avua asked another kasha. Ma'isa bi'ishachas shebustlof near Rabbi Yishmael. The story happened with a woman who came in front of Rabbi Yishmael. Varmelo Rebbe beged ze aragtiv b'tahara. He said, Rebbe, I wove this garment b'tahara. I know for sure that no tuma touched this. V'lohaya b'libi l'shomer b'tahara. But I know it's tahar, but I didn't have in mind to watch it. You say, how is it shy? What does that mean? I mean, I know it's tahar. I know for sure it's tahar. I don't know. She played it on video. She had a video or something that she saw no tuma came in touch with it. But I didn't have in mind to watch it, the tuma. Or maybe some other scenario. But when Rabbi Shmuel cross examined her about the facts of the case, Amelo Rabbi, Nida Mashcha Imi Bechevel. At one point in the weaving process, there was a woman who was a Nida who was actually pulling the string of the weave through with me. Amelo Rabbi Shmuel, Kama Gedolim Devi Chachamim. You see that when she went over all the details of the story, she wasn't really 100% sure that no tumah ever came in touch with it. So you see the rabbis were right, that it's only if you have in mind to watch it the whole time that the watching works. But if you just say tumah didn't come in contact with it, but you didn't have in mind, you're going to forget one detail of the story, and really it could talk and become tumah. And then Gemara tells another story about this. Shuv, Maise, Be'isha achas sheba, shebas lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. Amelo, Rabbi, ma pazu aragatia betara. This mat, I wove it, and it's completely tahar. But I didn't have in mind to watch it the whole time. I just know for sure that it's tahar. When we talk b'dikas shai Rabbi Shmuel bodka, and then Rabbi Shmuel cross-examined her. Amelo, Rabbi, nima nifsikali ukshartia ba peh. One of the strings became loose, and I put it in my mouth for a second, and I was a nida at the time. And the halach is the spittle of a nida causes tuma, and she forgot she put it in her mouth. Whoa. And maybe after it was already 3x3, so the spittle from her mouth touched it, became tummy. Oh, the rabbis knew what they were talking about. They said, only if you have kavanah to watch it the whole time. Now, Bishlam the Rabbi Lazarus Sadok. In the case of the two women, he was Mitami, the two women who confused their garments. Kol achas fa'achas, each one of them, Omeris, Chaverti Ashes Am Haaretz. Maybe I confused it with her Eishes Hamaaretz. Umascha datamina. And she's not watching it. Rabbi Yonah's son, Ben Amram, who said that the big day Shabbos that you thought were big day Chol, Nami, came into Kehim the Shabbos of Lushim Mitzvei. A person tends to watch his Shabbos garments better than his weekday garments. Why? Mipinei Kedushas HaShabbos. Wow. Wow, because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, you watch your Shabbos garments a little bit better. Others say big day Shabbos lasts longer, so you're going to watch them more carefully. And therefore, Masach Daito Minayu, you're not going to do this high-level Shmira if you think it's your weekday clothing. Okay, so I get it in these cases why the Shmira doesn't work. Elul Rabbi Yonah said Ben Elazar, who that was the case of where the guy's handkerchief fell down and he told his friend to give it to him. Nevedu Shimor Biyade Dechavre. So why don't we consider it to be good Shmira while it's in his friend's hands? Answer the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Chazaka in Adam Mishamar Mash Biyad Chaveiro. No, the halacha is that a person does not watch that which in his friend's domain. Says Gemara, Velo, is that really true that a person does not watch that which is in his friend's domain? V'atani, we lived in a brayso. I'll show you. Chamaro v'po'alav tu'unim taharos. Let's say a person's workers who are Amei Ha'aretz were carrying taharos, like wine. Afal pi shehiflik mehen yosem yimil. Even though I was more than a mil away from them, I can't even see them. Taharos of Tahoros. We see that it's tar. I'm not worried that the Amoraites touched it. Because since I never told them that I wasn't watching them, they're scared to touch it. Because they think I might show up at any moment. You guys go, I'll catch up to you. Once you lose sight of them, Taros of Timaeus, then it's Tumah. Because since I said to them, listen, you guys go ahead, I'll catch up later, so they see there's a few minutes that I'm going to be lagging behind them, or Choshesh, maybe they touch them. So Gemara says, Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference in the first case where we say it's Tahar, and the second case where it's Tumah? So don't you see from here that so Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafka, what's the difference? Because don't you see from here that I am not watching? Hold on one second. Don't you see from here that a person does watch that which is in his friend, right? From the first case. Don't we see from here that when that stuff is in the Amoritz's hand, even though I'm like less than a meal away from him, we say it's all tar, because I'm still watching, even though it's in the Amoritz's hand in case number one. So Maishna Resha Maishna Seifa. Amar Yitzchak Nafcha Resha. No, the Resha is B'mitayr Chamaru Paul of Lakach. I purified, I made the Amoritz go to the mikvah, so I knew the guy was tar. And I even dipped the donkeys in the mikvah. So everything was tar. Okay, fine. Everything's tar, but still, you see, it's in somebody else's hands. So you see, by the fact that it's tar, that I can still watch something that's in somebody else's hands. It says, Ihachi, Seifa Nami. So what about the Seifa? Answer the Gemara, Ein Amaretz Makbet Al Magach Chaver. No, the Amaretz is not, we're Choshesh. Maybe the Amoritz met somebody else along the way, even though he himself was already tar, because we dipped him in the mikvah. But maybe he'll meet somebody else along the way who's going to touch the stuff. Okay, Ihachi, Reishanami. Why aren't we worried that the... I'm sorry. Ihachi, Seifanami. Answer the Gemara, Ein Amoritz, Makal, Machavir. So we're Ihachi, Reishanami. Why aren't you worried about in the Reisha? Says Gemara, Babalahem Derech HaKolasa. No. The Reisha, we're talking about a case where the Balabais could surprise them suddenly. He wasn't anywhere. He could surprise them any second, so the guy's not going to do it. Ihachi Seifa Nami, so maybe in the Seifa also he could surprise them. Says Amar, no, Kevin da Omer Luchu Bani Ava Acharechem. Once he said to them, you guys go ahead, I'll catch up to you later, Mismach Samcha Datayim. So the Amar says, there's going to be a delay in time, so he might let somebody else touch it in the interim. Okay. Hadron Allah Ein Darshin. And now we start the third and final parak of Chagiga, says the Mishnah in Chagiga, first Mishnah. Now, we learned in the last Mishnah that there are different levels of Tumah V'Tahara. Chulin is the lightest level, and then Maisa Sheni, and then Truma, and then Kodesh, and then Chatas. So our Mishnah discusses, as I promised to Yitzchak Yosef, I promised him, the Mishnah is going to say 11 differences between the level of Tumah of Truma and the level of Tumah of Kodesh. 11 differences. Says the Gemara, Chomer ba-Kodesh mi-Betruma. There are 11 stringencies with Kodshim that you don't have by Truma. 11 stringencies. What are the 11 stringencies? Here we go. 1. Shemat bilin kelim besoch kelim betruma v'lola Kodesh. You are allowed to be metair vessels inside of other vessels for Truma, but not for Kodesh. 2. Achorayim V'toch u'beisat svita b'tshuma avalo b'kodesh. The back of a kli in certain circumstances and the inside of the kli and the handle of the kli are considered to be three separate areas. If one becomes tameh, the rest does not necessarily become tameh. By tshuma, but not by kodesh. By kodesh, if part of the kli becomes tameh, it's all tameh. Difference number three. Hanosei es hamedris. No say es hatruma, avalo es hakodesh. Let's say a person is carrying the shoe of a zav. He's carrying the shoe of a zav. So he's also allowed to carry at the same time truma. We're not afraid maybe the shoe of the zav will touch the truma. But he can't carry kodesh at the same time. 4. Bigdei ochle tshuma medris lekodesh. The garments of people who eat tshuma b'tahara are tamei. That we already had in the last Mishnah. But bigdei ochle tshuma medris lekodesh. These begadim are considered to be tamei as far as kachim are concerned. Five. Lo kemidas hakodesh midas hatshuma. Sheba kodesh matir. When it comes to kachim, if you want to dip a garment that is tamei, for kachim, you have to first matir, untie it, umenagev, and then dry it off. Umatbil, and then you dip it in the mikvah. V'achakach kosher, then tie it up again. However, with a truma, kosher, you're allowed to tie it first. V'achakach matbil. You're allowed to dip it, but truma, you're allowed to be more lenient. You're allowed to tie it first, and then dip it in the mikvah even while it's tied. Six. Kelim hanigmarim b'tahara, tzrichin tfil ha-kodesh avalo l'truma. If you finished off the kli b'tahara, you're allowed to assume it's tahar for truma. You don't have to dip it in the mikvah again. But for kodesh, even when you completed b'tahara, you still have to dip it in the mikvah before using it. Even if the uman was careful when he completed it and created it, that it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. Nevertheless, you have to dip it in the mikveh anyway for kachim. Seven. Hakli mitzayif masha besocho lekodesh avalo l'truma. If you have a basket filled with apples of kodesh, if tumah touches one of them, they're all tamei for kodesh. That's all. So the basket is mitzayif all of them is one for kodesh and not for truma. Eight. Haravi b'kodesh pasav hashishi b'truma. That's the one we already knew. That's the one. That's the one that we thought was the only one. That Shlishi makes a Revi'i by Kodesh, and Shlishi is the highest level by Truma. Number nine, Uva Truma, im nitmeis achas miyadav chaverta tahora. When it comes to Truma, if one of your hands becomes Tameh, the other one is still Tar. Uva Kodesh, matbil shteyan. Once one hand becomes Tameh, you got to dip them both. Shayad mitamis is chaverta b'kodesh avalo b'truma. Number 10, Ochlin niguvim biyodayim misu'avis b'truma. You are allowed to eat dried fruits which never became wet ever with hands that are shnios latuma for truma. Stam yadayim, you're allowed to eat betruma. It never became muksha lakabal tuma. Avaloba kodesh, but stam yadayim, you're not allowed to eat dried stuff for kodesh. And finally, number 11. Ha'oneinu mechusar kippurim tzrichim tefila lakodesh avalo l'truma. An onein and a guy who already went to the mikvah, but he didn't bring his carbon yet, has to dip in a mikvah if he wants to eat kachim, but he doesn't have to dip in a mikvah if he wants to eat truma. Those are the 11 differences between truma and kachim. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
So some of the merits of chulin. It's a